Welcome back, everyone. Listen to Urban Affairs on the Beat 94.5. I'm your host, Neera Arora. If you have any comments or suggestions for the show, you can always email us, urbanaffairs@thebeat.com. Or if you have any questions, if you missed out on any of the details from today's show, once again, it's urbanaffairs@thebeat.com. Right now, we are talking to Jasmine and Amanda from Hire a Student. Just went over some of the services that are offered to the students, as well as services that are offered to the employers. Either way, if you're a student, or if you're an employer and you need more information, you can always call 604-666-HIRE. And we just finished giving you the website as well just before we took a break. We'll give it to you once again.
It's www.jobbank.gc.ca for all the job postings.
What type of response has Hire a Student received from the community so far? It's been around for quite a few years, 30-some years?
Mm-hmm. 36 years, yeah.
And what type of response has it been from the community? Has it been growing every year?
Hire a Student is a really big part of the community. Most of the offices are really involved with different organizations within the community, different community centers, different youth groups, different programs that are out there to help people. It's a really important part of the community.
As you mentioned, there's 35 Hire a Student centers right here in BC.
Mm-hmm.
And there's 7 in the Lower Mainland. What are some of the different areas where they can find a Hire a Student?
Well, in the Lower Mainland, there's a center in Vancouver, Burnaby, North Shore, Richmond, Surrey, Coquitlam, and Ridge Meadows. So some of these offices, like the Richmond office, cover Delta, Tawasin, Steveston. So they're the kind of branch out, and we do... The centers reach a lot of people, so we reach smaller communities too.
Why is it so important for Hire a Student to use that peer-orientated approach where it's students helping students to find jobs?
Well, 36 years ago, before Hire a Student started, there was the Canada Employment Centers, and the counselors in the centers would just help everyone that would walk in the door with any kind of employment-related questions. And there, in Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan, of all places, a counselor came up with the great idea of getting youth to help youth find employment. And it was something that just started up, and it was really successful. And they felt, the youth really felt like they connected with the people that were helping them. And it's been around ever since then. And yeah, we still have that same philosophy, students helping students.
Do you find that useful for you guys too?
Oh, definitely. I think it's a lot easier to get information from somebody that's the same age as you and that remembers. I remember looking for my first job and how hard it was, so I can definitely empathize with somebody that's in that same situation.
Do you have some stats on some of the jobs, the amount of jobs that might have been even posted in the last year or the last couple of years, just so we can get an idea of how popular a Hire a Student does become?
Oh, yeah, definitely. We have, over the past 5 years, posted around 13,000 jobs every summer, and this summer we posted well over 7,000, so we're really on our way to doing as well as we have in past years. For people that come into our office and that we actually sit down and help out, last year we helped over 4,000 people. So that's 4,000 students that came into our office and asked for help. That doesn't even include the number of people that came into our office to use our resources but didn't need to ask for specific help.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite interesting to see the amount of youth that actually do need some skills and need some help and some of the requirements that are needed when they're going out to do the job search and providing the resume, cover letter, and going over some of the details for interviewing skills.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is it a different range of help that's needed when you find out about these students, or is it pretty much that same umbrella that the majority of students do fit under?
It's pretty much the same umbrella, but everyone has, you know, something that they want to improve on. I know I've helped many high school students build their first resume. I sit down at a computer with them all afternoon, and then you see them, you know, at the end of the afternoon, they print out their resume and they photocopy it, and they're so happy, and it's so rewarding for me. But then you also have the university students. They've just graduated, they're looking for a career, and so we help them look we show them how to find career-related jobs, where to look, how, you know, maybe a different approach for an interview. So we do help different ages, but it's the same skills, basically.
And once again, no charge.
That's right.
very important. This is all free for students mm-hmm. that are involved or who need some help from higher students.
That's right.
How does the word get out to these students that you guys are available? How do they know about you?
Well, we do workshops in schools and in community centers. We really try and get the word out on, you know, radio stations and newspapers and TV stations. We have signs. Actually, we do certain special events every once in a while, like booths at home and garden centers or handing out flyers on SkyTrain as well.
Do you find that majority of people out there do know about you guys?
A lot of people know about us, but there's always people that are glad to find out about Hire a Student.
The best way is to spread the word to your friends and family, and we get a lot of people that are like, oh, my mom saw this on TV, or my aunt heard you guys on the radio, and word of mouth is the best way for that people find out.
Well, we just have a minute left here. I just want to quickly reiterate some of the information about Hire a Student. Once again, it's at no cost to those who need help, mm-hmm. and all you need to be is a student mm-hmm. or a youth under the age of 30. Those are just the two requirements. You need to be a student or a youth under the age of 30. The phone number, contact information, website address. Do you guys want to give us that once again?
Yeah, the phone number is 604-666-HIRE, which is 666-4473.
And the website for job postings is www.jobbank.gc.ca. And don't forget, we have the great casual labor program that students can sign up to.
And once again, what is that one again?
Well, it's jobs that are 5 days or less. You get paid at the end of the day, and you just call 666-HIRE to find the office nearest you where you can sign up.
Great. Well, thank you very much, Jasmine and Amanda here from Hire a Student. And you guys are going to be working till the end of August.
Mm-hmm.
And then back to school, UBC and SFU, is it?
That's right. Yeah.
Great. And if there's any questions that you might have for Jasmine or for Amanda or anyone from Hire a Student, you can always call them at 604-666-HIRE. Thank you to both of you for coming in and talking about Hire a Student and some of the services that are offered to the students and employers. And best of luck till the end of August. And you guys will be returning next year, right?
That's right.
Great. Yep. Okay, so we might be hearing from you again next year. If you have any comments or suggestions for Urban Affairs, you can always email us, urbanaffairs@thebeat.com. Or if you have any questions from today's show, just send us an email and we'll make sure that we get that information back to you. Until next Sunday, this is Neera Arora.
Urban Affairs is produced by Neera Arora and Rory O'Shea, with executive producer Scott Turner. Heard every Sunday at 7 on The Beat 94.5.